time to welcome our mini set artist. And Carla Schwartz is both poet and musician, and she's very versatile in what she does. She's a very entertaining performer, and I'm very pleased that she's here tonight. Please give Carla Schwartz a big, big welcome.
And, okay. Oh, can I have a music stand, actually?
Sure.
That would be great. Yeah, that would be perfect. That's perfect. Great. Hi, everybody. And thank you for coming. And by the way, I do have books and a CD, and you're welcome to ask me about them. And tonight, very special, anything is $5. So you can just say, I want to take it, take it. All right. And I had a request tonight from my book because it's seasonal. This poem is called Chocolate. Chocolate? I want sex, not chocolate. Chocolate I can have any day. But when can I have you licking my ear, Easter Bunny? Okay. This is called Addressing What's Broken. I wish I were good with tools so that when the stove timer can't keep time anymore, I would know just how to pull off the knob and recoil the spring or set it straight just so, so that when I turn the knob, I can depend on the ticking of minutes, the quiet panting, until the annoying mechanical buzz saws against the silence. I wish, too, I could find my refrigerator model number and know how to replace the door gasket when it arrives. For now, I am good with duct tape. It holds two doors kissing when magnets no longer attract. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is called If I Had a Hammer. I do have a hammer. You gave it to me for Christmas, remember? What did I say? Give a girl tools and she won't need you anymore. Now, I would hammer in the morning if I could hammer this love out of me, or maybe build an effigy out of wood to remember you by, a striking likeness, I am sure. I would hammer into the night, each nail a little skewed. If you ever passed by, you might recognize yourself and get caught and bleed. Maybe tetanus would set in. Or I would make a cross, a protest sign, no more straight nails in my neighborhood. At the top, a mobile of rusted nails, let them sway in the wind, ring out freedom in your neck. The art of shoveling. When you wake to the thick white quiet, don't despair. When you know it will take hours to remove the 2-foot and still falling shroud, maybe all day, don't shy from it. before visualizing the entire driveway clear and you sailing out in your car, open the garage door. From the dry floor, scoop up one shovelful and fling it where you will not drive or walk. Fling it in the air. When, after a half hour, only a small square of blacktop has emerged and you have so much more, start singing. Yankee Doodle, you have earned at least one feather. Before you start crying, you have no one you can call to help. Take out an audiobook, War and Peace, or Catch 22. Something that will do the shoveling for you. When the plow truck comes by, tells you to get out of the way, and undoes your last hour's work, don't waste your shaking fists. Return the snow to the road when the truck is gone. When your back starts to feel the strain of the shovel, mount your snowshoes. Be a piston, float and sink. Make troughs alongside your shovel area, somewhere to throw the snow, a trap to catch it when it blows. Thank you. This is called The History of Raspberries. Frances lived in a little house between Route 9 and the Pike. She had been there 40 years through two kids, grown and gone, husband dead, cigarette habit dead, but her plantings thrived. One year, she was thinning raspberries and offered me some. I made a place for these to compete with my wild blacks, which I could take or leave. When I lived in Vermont, I planted raspberries in front of the bathtub Mary. I don't know what the nuns next door thought about that, but those berries were good. It took 3 years before the first berries arrived one October, just barely before the first frost. In November, I put two soft, plump ones in a silver cardboard ring box to bring to my mother, sick with cancer in hospital. Her eyes lit on them as if they were holiday ornaments or truffles or cherry stones on the half shell. Now Frances is dead, lung cancer. Mom's gone too. I get a summer and fall crop of raspberries. I had berries into December this year. I still have the little red-stained cardboard box. Each bite, a sweet, tart burst. Frances, my mother, bathtub Mary. Okay. You guys are so nice. Okay. This is called A History of Peaches. First, there was the tree, squat and fanned, like a perfect umbrella. But this was Massachusetts. Do peaches even grow here? That first summer, green, fuzzy thimbles until August. September, they hung like lanterns, tight ovals, not much bigger than golf balls. How do you gauge when to pick as you walk the line between the worms, the graying mold, and the squirrels? Some years there were hundreds, others 10. Once a raccoon tasted each hard green stone and pitched it to the ground. I have learned to pick early, just the hard side of yellow, wash and leave them to ripen indoors, monitor or lose the fruit to mold. For a good harvest, I spend hours cooking, peeling, pitting, sucking the warm meat off pits. Then I freeze my stores for when I will slave more hours over pies, and occasionally warm peaches. I think I'm going to read one more poem, and then I'm going to go to do a piece on the piano. This is called Tina. Before I saw her red truck, hood open, and the pink fur slippers in the corner, neatly anticipating feet, before she told me she was waiting for a call at 3, before I stole 2 hours for a swim, I thought I'd be alone on the porch. Before the impossibility of solitude, the instantly cluttered thoughts, before the beating sun and the inability to sit still, and after noticing the tofu new to the refrigerator shelf and the bags of fresh mushrooms and cauliflower, after the introductions, the you're staying here twos, Tina said she was there to feed the animals. After excuse me, after my ex is a shit and is taking custody of my kids, after the sound of the running tub, I stopped counting on that view of the bay, sheep, and cows, a quiet sit down with my pen. After Tina attended her phone, her story appeared in pieces while I chopped bits of garlic on the counter. Out of her idea of dinner, I led her to believe that I, too, would have put the mushrooms in last. Thank you. All right. I am going to do, that's great. Hello. I'm good. All right, let's hope I can do this. This is improvised, as usual. I am going to do this song, pieces of it anyway, called The Ballad of Frank. Frank is my next door neighbor. Frank drinks only Budweiser. Frank likes his liquid dinner. Frank is a lonely widower. Oh, Frank, are you dead? Oh, Frank, where have you gone? It's written on his kitchen wall in balloon and bikini pinups. No boobs are big enough. Frank sleeps next to his gun. I write Frank's letters. Help out when I can. Frank helps me too, as neighbors do. Frank helps me clean my roof. Frank won't drink my Labatt. Frank is my mother's age. He has forehead, why not? Frank is my next door neighbor. Frank drinks only Budweiser. Frank likes his liquid dinner. Frank is a lonely widower. Oh, Frank, are you dead? Oh, Frank, where are you? Frank torques the engine. Downtown, we valve job the head. Frank turns the fan that turns the engine. I do the piston click, listen for valve set. Frank, he sets my points to timing. Frank sets my carburetor to purr. When I need to fetch my new bed king size, Frank and his truck chauffeur. Frank scowls racist slurs, says the people shouldn't mix the races, you know, like redfish, bluefish. I tell him you don't know the fish, don't try. Frank concedes I might be right. Frank is my next door neighbor. Frank drinks only Budweiser. Oh, Frank. Are you dead? Oh, Frank. Where are you gone? I won't be Frank's pinup. I won't assuage his sucking fix. Frank likes to take me fishing. I catch one of those brims unmixed. Frank is my next door neighbor. Frank drinks only Budweiser. Frank likes his liquid dinner. Frank, how can I live without you? Frank, are you dead? Where have you gone?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So thank you, and yeah, you're coming up September 6th.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, a big hand, please, for Carla Schwartz for a very entertaining set.